Now, I think, interestingly enough, we are going to go to downtown Washington, Pennsylvania, by way of Mexico, which is where we find Lee Stivers right now. Hi, Lee.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Is that where you are?
I am in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Well, you sound as close as next door, and how? And you're on vacation, I'm guessing. Is that right?
Well, I'm retired now, so every day is a vacation. But we have a house here, so I spend as much time down here as I can.
Oh, how nice. What are you looking at right now, or what could you be looking at?
Oh, I'm in our little neighborhood in a Mexican neighborhood in Puerto Vallarta. I've been down here studying Spanish for a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
So I see mountains in the background, and I don't see the beach from here. But if I climbed up to the roof of my house, I could see the water.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous. Well, you have got some involvement with the 2019 Whiskey Rebellion Festival. And we wanted to talk to you this morning because there's a youth workshop for the first time ever taking place, and we wanted to get details directly from you. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure, I would love to. This is the first time we've done this for the Whiskey Rebellion Festival, but I'm really, really pleased that we are able to bring two fantastic musicians and fabulous educators for youth. Ben Hunter and Joe Siemens, and they are blues, Americana, roots musicians and really community organizers in Seattle. And so they're out for the festival to play the blues concert on Friday night, and then they're playing again on Saturday afternoon. But we're also offering a roots music workshop that they will be running. And it's just really going to be a fun hour of exploring music for youth. So this is going to be happening on Saturday, July 13th, from 1 to 2 in Washington, Pennsylvania, in a community center there, very close to the Whiskey Rebellion Festival activities. So the workshop is for youth ages 10 to 18 who were just looking for kids who want to have fun with music and rhythm. Youth may be currently playing an instrument or not. These two are so good, they can get you playing music with, a pizza box and a stick in 3 minutes. They're really fabulous. And so, they're going to be focusing a little bit more about the American roots music and the rhythms and how people, especially youth, can feel part of it, not just being the audience, but being part of making the music. Regardless of their skill, it's just a fun thing.
What a great juxtaposition with the Whiskey Rebellion, which was all about local engagement and sort of taking things into your own hands, so to speak.
Yeah.
What are the times again and the day?
The time is 1 to 2 in the afternoon, and the day is Saturday, July 13th.
So that's
it's 2 weeks from now. That's the weekend of the festival.
Right, and that's the Whiskey Rebellion. Yeah,
Whiskey Rebellion.
I'm thinking, this month has gone so fast for us.
Yeah,
and I'm forgetting it's still June 29th, so we've got a couple weeks. And you can get more information at the Whiskey Rebellion website. And
you can
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
For this workshop, there's not a fee. It's a free thing, but we need people to sign up. There's space, because there is space limited. So if anyone is interested in finding out more about it or signing up someone for the workshop, you can contact us through the contact page on WhiskeyRebellionFestival.com, through our Facebook page, which is the same, or you can send me an email directly, and I'll give you my email. It's just leestivers9607@gmail.com.
Sounds good. I hope that it's successful. It sounds like a great opportunity to get some youth engaged. I've been reading a book. Ricky and I are both reading it. It's called Amity and Prosperity. And it's about, Ricky, it won a Pulitzer Prize. And it's about the oil industry and fracking in Washington County. And it's some interesting talk about regulation and what happens when property owners and government and oil companies come together. But in the midst of this book, which is a fascinating read, there are some deep stories about the origins of the Whiskey Rebellion and the history of it that I was really pleased to read. The author did a great job of helping readers understand the town itself and some of the ethos that emerged from this time. So I really recommend it. It's called Amity and Prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't forget that we tar and feather a tax collector every year at the festival. So, I mean, there's not a lot of towns that can boast that.
No, that's enough reason to keep you coming back north every so often. Well, thanks so much, Lee. And here's to a great trip for the Whiskey Rebellion Festival, July 13th for the Youth Workshop. You'll need to pre-register by going to one of the locations Lee mentioned a few moments ago. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Take care. Live from Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, Lee Stivers, thank you for joining us. You can learn more if you go to the Whiskey Rebellion Festival website.